This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to share a couple of illustrations about choice. Some of you remember a young man by the name of Tony Melendez. Now, you won't remember that name, but you'll remember him when I describe him because there's nobody else like him physically. Tony Melendez was born without arms. He didn't lose his arms. He was born without arms. I think, if my memory's correct, his mother had in Mexico had taken the drug known as thalidomide, and he was born with no arms. He was perfectly normal in every other way. But Tony Melendez grew up and then in a Catholic home in Mexico. And you may remember this part, that unbelievably, he learned how to play the guitar with his feet. Now, if you would have told me that, I wouldn't have believed it. I had to see it myself on television to see this young man play a guitar with his feet, and I wept when I watched it, because I love guitar music, and to see this young man play the guitar with his feet was unbelievable. And you may remember the highlight of his life, I'm sure, was when he got to perform in front of Pope John Paul. And thousands of people were there watching Tony Melendez play the guitar. Now, my point in telling the story is not that, and not his playing the guitar and playing in front of the Pope. Here's the part of the story that's important. Tony Melendez would say this: when I was born and my mother realized I had no arms, my mother had a choice. She could either worry herself sick the rest of my life, or she could place me in the hand of God. My mother chose to place me in the hand of God. What a word for somebody today. What is it you worry about? Most people worry about their children. That's the number one worry, is their children. And then as people grow older, their number one worry is they worry about their grandchildren. And here's the choice today. You either fret and worry yourself sick, or do what Tony Melendez's mother did. You place your children in the hands of God and say, God, I can't be with them every minute. I can't be with them every place they go. I'm not with them at school. I'm not with them in a lot of social situations. But you know what, Lord, you are. And let me tell you this. This is a word for somebody today. Your children may get away from you, but they'll never get away from your prayers. Would you remember that? Your children will never get away from your prayers. Never! As long as you are alive and you're praying for your son, your daughter, they will never get away. They can move to Alaska. They can move to South America. They can move to Asia. But they'll never get away from your prayers. And they'll never get away from the arm of the Lord, which the Bible says the arm of the Lord is not too short. It's a figurative expression. I mean, nobody is outside of his reach. God doesn't have a place where he says, well, I can't answer prayer there because I just don't have any clout there. There is nowhere where God's hand cannot reach, figuratively and literally. That's a word for somebody today. I don't want to be melodramatic here, but I really believe that there is power in a father or mother or both standing in your house and reading this passage. And reading it out loud and saying, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me tell you why that's important. A lot of things are said in a home that are destructive. And a lot of things have been said in your home. You've said things that are destructive. Why not pronounce a blessing upon your home right from Scripture that says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Now then, tomorrow we not only conclude this message, but this series from the book of Joshua tomorrow on Cross Hope. I want you to hear the final illustration and message tomorrow. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.